Creamers. Welcome back. It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sam Dad.
Welcome back. Stay a while. Enjoy yourselves.
We're here to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
You know, I learned a lot of things from my father and from others.
We're going to talk about the first SmackDown on USA. We're going to talk about the first SmackDown on USA. And what's our match count for 2024, the year of our Lord? All that on this episode of Room 4. Welcome back, Creamers. So, we're here, like I said, to talk about the first SmackDown on the USA Network and the first SmackDown on the USA Network.
What?
I think first we should talk about the first SmackDown on the USA Network. What do you think?
I think that should be what we talk about first. It only makes sense. First.
Right. So what happened on that SmackDown? What's the date?
I was going to lay it out for you.
All right.
January 7th, 2016.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised.
I thought it was way longer ago.
It actually was. The first show was that, January 7th, 2016. The last time it was on the USA Network was September 24th, 2019. So recent. Huh. Recent history.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense now that I think about it. It's been on Fox for 5 years.
I guess. It feels like...
Yeah. COVID really made it fly by.
Fox got a bad deal when it came to the quality of it, let's say that.
And the reason that we have all the blue is because of Fox. That's their colors.
SmackDown.
Oh, shit, yeah.
SmackDown.
Because of SmackDown.
But that's okay. It was on Fox, but now it's not.
Nope.
But no.
Right on.
They got a new logo, too.
I saw it.
Did you see that? What
I
do you think of that? It has nothing to do with this
episode. It reminds me of the new, the newer Subway logo.
Eat Fresh? That Subway?
Yeah, that's
Subway. The underground.
No, not the trains. Underground trains, but the Subway sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I could see what you're saying.
I don't hate it. I don't love it. I prefer my SmackDown logo to have an exclamation point at the end.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, it's a bummer.
When I first came up, I thought, ugh. And then by the end of the show, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that the mic flags have just the SD.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sammy Daddy.
So what happened on this very first USA SmackDown?
Let's get in our time machine.
From 2016.
Go back to 2016. I thought these were a little fun facts. Commentators, do you want to guess or do you just want me to tell you?
Yeah, I'll guess.
Okay.
Michael Cole.
There's three of them and no.
No? Jim Ross?
Nope. And nope.
Okay.
There's three, though.
JBL?
Nope.
Booker T?
Nope.
Mick Foley?
Nope.
What the f... Can you... All right, give me one.
Jerry the King Lawler.
The worst of all.
Oh, you're not a fan?
No.
And then...
But he seems like a good human being.
For the most part, from what I understand. He also likes... He's a big fan of, Cleveland.
Yeah.
And so are we, since we live here. But yeah, he's a big fan of the sports and I think the city in general.
That's cool. I mean, I knew he liked the...
He's a superhero guy. And Superman is also from Cleveland.
Yeah, the city.
Or the creators.
Yeah.
Superman's from Krypton.
Yeah.
And then Metropolis.
Yes, but...
you know what I mean.
Original comic books, he was from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had Jerry the King.
Jerry the King Lawler. Yeah. Josh Grisham.
No, that's fun, though. But no.
Damn it, man. Who could it be?
You want another one?
No.
Okay. I'll wait. I have the answer, so it's easy for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I could get the next two like that.
I picked
but it's
up
also
on that,
because
yeah.
I wrote them down when I watched.
Mmm.
Rewatched.
I should have watched it and wrote it down. Okay, we've got Taz.
No.
I mean, I know it's not Taz, but I just wanted to say him.
I like Taz.
I love Taz.
Cool. 2Z Taz or 1Z Taz?
One.
Okay.
For life.
Just curious.
For life.
1Z for life? Yeah, I agree.
However many Z's Taz wants is how many Z's I want for him.
I get confused. With what Z's are appropriate.
Okay.
Where?
Well, he prefers 1Z.
He's 1Z. He needs 1Z in AEW, right?
He is. And he actually gets very angry if you spell his name with 2 Z's.
He's real particular about things. I feel like Taz is a legitimate, tough guy who'll get in your face kind of thing.
I would think so.
But he gets mad about letters and colors.
Yeah,
like a child.
If you gave him a second Z and it was orange, I think he might have to accept it.
He would like it because it's orange, but you better not have an orange Z.
No, I would never. He would definitely be. Zack Sabre Jr. has plenty of orange Zs. Oh,
yeah, it'll be changing.
Yeah, well.
That'll be changing when he makes the jump. If he makes the jump.
If he does. Well, all right. So I can't.
Anyway, Jerry the King.
I can't think of these other guys.
Byron Saxton.
I forgot about Byron Saxton.
And I never say the guy's name right. Mauro Ranallo. This was his debut in WWE.
Dang, man. I didn't realize he was a SmackDown announcer.
That's how he started. And then I think he made the jump to NXT.
I remember him being an NXT commentator, but I wasn't watching wrestling in 2016.
I couldn't remember. I figured like you were out of it by then.
I knew that they were on. I knew SmackDown went to USA, but I wasn't watching it yet. But I did start watching NXT.
You didn't miss anything. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Spoiler alert for what we're going to talk about. But
I mean, I missed some Jerry the King Lawler commentary.
Puppies. He didn't do that at all, though.
No. Yeah, he's tamed. He's released.
Oh yeah, he's calmed down.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm actually happy about it. I don't.
You want to guess another? You want another fun fact before we get into the actual show? You want to know who? You want to guess who the ring announcer was?
Justin Roberts.
No.
Lillian Garcia.
No. It's a woman. The ring announcer is a woman. She is a woman.
I don't know any of the other women ring announcers.
It was Eden, who is Brandi Rhodes. I think it was Eden.
Really?
Was that her name? Eden? You don't know?
No.
I think it was Eden, but it was Brandi Rhodes.
That's crazy.
Isn't it weird?
Just that's very fascinating.
How many connections there are in wrestling.
And then her husband, Cody Rhodes, was on the first SmackDown on USA in 2024.
Isn't that crazy? She was probably there.
Yeah, I would think so.
On the bus.
She was there pretending to announce because it's like her.
In the back, she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Does she cry like him?
I would think. That's how they fell in love.
Crying?
Yeah. It was love at first tear.
I thought it was Stardust that really did it for her.
Yeah.
She's like, I like Goldust, but I like him a little wimpier.
Well, I had a buddy that was a fan of WWE at the time, and I would watch some pay-per-views once in a while. And I thought Stardust was actually really cool.
I didn't hate it. A lot of people, like, I think they ironically like it now.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. He debuted in Cleveland. That's another fun fact for you.
Huh. So he's just like Danhausen.
I think, exactly.
In AEW.
Yes, in AEW. Yeah. But yeah, I think him and Goldust were partners. Cody Rhodes. It was Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
Yeah.
And what were they doing? Like, Cody was like, I'm not good enough to be your partner. So he kept trying to find people to team up with him, and they still weren't winning or something like that. And then he went, I finally got the best one. So we're at Raw. I was at it, thinking like, oh boy, they're going to pull out a big stop here. And then it's like, who is this guy? And it wasn't bad. It was just like, what? And then as it went on, he tried.
I think I saw him do a promo where he was yelling at Dusty in the back.
Yeah.
And he told him that, you know, I'm not living in your shadow, you're living in mine. And I was like, I like this character now.
It was fine. They could have gone a couple different ways with it, and they never really, I don't know, he was just like a goofy guy. But they did that stuff with Arrow. Stephen Amell.
Yeah.
It was cool. I like it because it was like a comic book kind of thing. You had your superhero, Arrow.
Yeah.
And Who was he with? Pac? Neville?
Yeah.
So that's your guy that they treated him like a superhero. And then they fought Stardust and was it Bad News Barrett?
Was it?
I think so. And that's kind of like a bad guy.
Yeah.
I like Bad News Barrett.
I mean,
a lot
giving
too.
People bad news a lot is bad.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I love
when he was on the he'd go on yeah. the, like scissor
I think
lift
that was
up.
Still happening in 2014 when I stopped watching.
Probably.
Yeah.
I always liked him. And he's great on commentary now.
Yeah, he is. He's the second best British commentator in American wrestling.
Jerry the King Lawler's first?
You bet.
All right. So the royalty part, I thought he was British.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, so what does a SmackDown have for us besides interesting ring announcers and commentators?
Yeah, right. So it opened with John Cena.
Oh.
Yeah. John Cena. You wanna
Who did it open with?
John Cena. I hit my mic. That's his
right
signature
on, man.
Move. So he came out. It was kind of a weird promo. Because he just really was trying to, like, put over, like, SmackDown, it's on USA Network. SmackDown, it's on USA Network. You know what I think of? I think of USA. And then he got, like, a chant going. Like, it was weird because they were chanting USA.
Network.
But, like, for the network, not for the country, which is normally what they would do.
Yeah, normally they like the country.
Thought that was, I don't know, it was weird.
That is very weird.
And so he did that, and then it turned into him calling out. He said the the U.S. championship should be being defended. First night on the USA Network, why isn't the USA champion defending the belt? You know who it was? You want to guess?
Was it him?
No. This was shortly after he did the open challenges, I believe.
Kevin Owens?
Nope. It was Alberto Del Rio. So he called him out. I think Del Rio came back. This was in January, so maybe October, November. I think it was Hell in a Cell. And answered John Cena's open challenge.
Okay.
Won the belt from him then, if I remember correctly. But he was a champion then. Del Rio came out and said, he's like, I'm not buying this. No, you're not going to fool me. Mm-hmm. I'm not fighting you tonight, John Cena. He goes, I'm not fighting. My belt's not on the line tonight. I'll fight anybody, though, except you. So John Cena's like, well, whatever. That's not cool. But
okay.
One of those deals.
Uh-huh.
It was not Juan Cena.
No, this is not Juan Cena. Okay, because I figured we were going Juan Cena.
Yeah. Juan Cena was, he's out there somewhere from what I hear.
Yeah?
But, and then I think Cena even's like, all right, fine, I got somebody. And it was Kalisto.
Oh.
You familiar?
Yeah, Luchador.
And he would do Lucha House Party.
Yeah, Lucha, that's right.
Lucha, Lucha. Yeah, so he came out. Kalisto, or John Cena stayed in Kalisto's corner.
Kalisto's not in WWE still, is he?
I don't believe so.
Who is he now?
Kalisto?
Yeah. I would assume he didn't just retire from wrestling.
He said, if I can't do it here.
Yeah.
If I can't make it here, I can't make it anywhere.
He did say that.
Because they would call it New York. So, big Frank Sinatra fan, that Kalisto.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And he's a big Rihanna fan. Or is that Beyonce?
Aren't we all?
Who the hell's in that song?
New York?
Yeah, with
Alicia Tracy. Keys?
Alicia Keys. Yeah. Kalisto is... Oh, I put in Kalista. That's why.
With a K?
American professional wrestler. He's American?
I don't know.
No, it lied. He's not American. Samurai de Sol.
Everybody knew that.
And I forgot.
In AEW. Triple A. CMLLL. Is he somewhere?
Oh, I thought you were saying he was in all those places. I was like,
he is.
Yeah, he's... let's see. Where's this little son of a bitch? I don't know where this little son of a bitch is.
Well,
oh, okay. He's
we'll
in,
find him. If you know where Kalisto is, or what's his name? If you know where Samurai Del Sol is,
yeah.
Comment below.
Tell him, message him and say, hey.
Or have him comment below.
Call into Room for Cream.
We'd love to have him on the show.
Where's this little shit?
Well, let me tell you this.
He's in MLW.
Everybody knows that.
And DDT in Japan.
Good for him. So he's making the rounds. He's still making a living doing what he loves.
Yeah.
He was all right.
Yeah. I think a lot of the times, at least at the time when WWE had more of a specific style of matches that they wanted you to have, luchadors didn't really have the... they weren't set up for success.
No. It's a hard... It doesn't work.
No.
For what they want. Mm-hmm. So the match starts. Del Rio didn't really take him serious. And kind of like joking around. Like, you can tell. Being cocky, Alberto Del Rio. Goes to commercial. It comes back. He's taking him a little bit more serious now. And he gets the upper hand. But he took his eye off the ball. Started talking shit to John Cena outside the ring. And Kalisto was able to do a quick Hurricane Rana into a pin. Oh. With the 1-2-3, Kalisto wins.
But it was not
title. But that they brought up, that might shoot him up the ranks to get a title shot, which I think he ended up winning from Del Rio.
I think he was known as the greatest U.S. champion of all time.
Kalisto?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he won it from him. That's all I got.
Interesting.
He was definitely, of all the United States champions.
When you think of the United States title, who's the first person you picture?
Oh, man.
The old-looking belt.
I was going to say the old one. I don't know.
Eddie Guerrero, for me.
That's fair. I like Eddie Guerrero. Because I was going to say John Cena, because I really like that stuff to go, like, thinking of this theme.
But I think when you think of the U.S. title and John Cena, you probably imagine the spinner.
I didn't even think about that one. Yeah. That one was cool. That was cool when he did that one, though, because it was like, whoa.
Right.
Like, it fit the characters the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
I know when he debuted the, like, spinner, WWE
the
belt.
The big one, yeah.
I did like it, but mainly because I always got excited when they changed the design.
Yeah, it's always fun.
I didn't know that they were going to have that be the longest design that they've ever had.
Which is wild when you think about it.
It really is. Because it's literally the worst. Well, it's not the worst. I like it better than the way it looks now.
You like that one more than now?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what it looks like now.
It's just a big WWE
logo.
The big
W?
I don't hate it. How it's all gold.
Yeah.
That one's grown on me.
When it was like blue?
Yeah.
And red?
Yeah. I mean, I still don't love the way it looks because it just looks like I feel like it looks like a championship ring, but on your waist.
Just
or
a big
shoulder.
One.
Yeah.
That you could wiggle into.
Right.
Not for your finger, for your waist.
Exactly.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, it does kind of have that ring. Like, that's what, like, the Hall of Fame ring would look like.
Yeah. And I like WWE, or I like wrestling belts to look like a policeman's badge.
That spins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, like I said, I think we've talked about it before. I really like the SmackDown, I don't know what it is, if it's World Heavyweight or whatever, but the tag team belts.
Yeah.
That, I guess the Bloodline has right now.
Yeah.
I really like those.
No, those are great.
Even the Raw ones aren't terrible.
No, they're not.
But I don't like them anywhere near as much as
No,
the
they're not
ones.
As cool, but I like that they're different than them.
Yeah, they're different enough, but they're still
Last time cool. Raw and SmackDown had the two different designs, which, you know, you probably remember.
When it was the red and the blue on them?
Yeah, on the plates.
On the actual, yeah, where it said the names.
Which ones did you like better? The SmackDown, probably, right?
I think so.
Because they look more like the
blue.
The way they look now?
I guess so, yeah.
The I like both, but the SmackDown one's for sure the better one.
I think,
let's see, who was it? I think it was when John Cena got drafted to mm-hmm. SmackDown, maybe, as the WWE champion. No, Batista was drafted to SmackDown with the world title when John Cena went to Raw.
Okay.
Remember that year?
I do remember this.
Well, they did a tournament on that SmackDown
right.
because they were like, we don't have a champion anymore.
Yeah, he's gone.
And so we're going to have a new champion, and we're going to crown them tonight after, you know, whoever wins this match or whatever. Yeah. I think Rey Mysterio, I don't remember who won the match, but Teddy Long came out with like a bag with a belt inside. It was going to be this new SmackDown title. He kept saying it was a SmackDown title.
Yeah, Teddy.
And then
do it, Teddy.
Their new draft pick came out, and it was Batista with the world title. And I've always wanted, like, my entire life, I've been like, what did that SmackDown belt look
like?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
It was the AEW belt that CM Punk was walking around with.
He had that.
Yeah, Teddy Long did.
T Long had that?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah, Teddy Long can do anything.
That's true. But I did always wonder, like, because I remember legitimately being like, damn it, man, I wanted to see a new belt.
I know. They know how to tease you.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I was glad to have Batista on SmackDown, but.
But still, it was.
Yeah.
I get it. What's in there?
Yeah.
And it was nothing. It was just some fake
belt.
Right,
right. I wonder if anybody else ever fucking puts online, like, man, what does that SmackDown belt look like?
We can find out.
Yeah, we can.
We could call Teddy.
Creamers, if you remember the this moment that I'm talking about, comment below and send it to everybody on your friends list on Facebook and everybody on your Instagram and send it to everybody in your contacts.
And then everybody not in your contacts.
Yeah. Just type in a full phone number
and send it. Yeah, just type your phone number and change one of the numbers 6 to 7 times.
Right.
You could do it more than that, but that'd be
a million. You could do it a million times.
That's how many phone numbers there are.
Yeah, 1 million. All right. So what happened after this?
So they fought. It ended. Whatever. Backstage, JoJo. You remember JoJo?
Yeah. I remember JoJo.
She was married to Bray Wyatt.
Yes, that's right.
Well, not at this time.
Right.
But later. She was
and
doing...
just like Brandy wasn't married to Cody yet.
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's interviewing Becky Lynch because she has a Divas Championship match that night against Charlotte.
How weird.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
To say Divas Championship?
And Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like they...
And believe it or not, on Raw, whatever it was, 3 nights before, Charlotte, they were having a friendly... It was supposed to be a friendly match because they were still friends at the time. And then Charlotte... I believe Becky Lynch pulled the tights or something to win.
Hmm.
And Charlotte beat the shit out of her after the match.
Wow.
So turned on her.
Drama.
With her daddy, Rick. So, freshly turned Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch for the Divas Championship tonight. Whatever. They just said, how do you feel about Charlotte turning on you? I don't know. It's kind of...
And Becky was like, oh, I didn't like it.
Exactly.
I thought it was a little lame.
Yeah. And then when she got finished doing her John Lennon impersonation, she answered the question.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, oh, you were lucky we still let you play the drums.
Oh, that was better, Becky.
Thank you.
You nailed it that time.
Thanks, man. Do you hear the children being slaughtered?
I heard it.
These kids don't even know they're on.
Can the creamers hear this?
I feel like they're hearing it.
last time it was, I couldn't hear it on the episode last time, and you're like, do your children getting slaughtered? And you couldn't at all.
Now this time I think people are going to definitely hear those children being slaughtered, which is, this is the last known recording of them before they died.
Yeah, we'll be on Forensic Files.
Oh yeah, we will.
And we're able to pick up the killer. Who doesn't like Forensic Files?
Me, I don't.
No?
It gives me scary dreams.
Oh, just watch it during the day.
It doesn't matter.
No, if the lights are on.
I think about it all day long. I think, what, is there somebody hiding in my
house? No, they got them.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter. When you're a kid, like a kid who is afraid of Michael Myers, for example, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter that they're not related to him.
Because they only, well, he's pretty, he'll go after anybody, though.
If they get in his way.
Yeah, and what are kids really good at? Getting in the way.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's not hunting you down, though.
Yeah, he's not going to go into some house and kill some kid unless his, like, sister's in there and the kid is in the way.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make the kid not afraid of Michael Myers.
He never got caught on Forensic Files, I don't think.
No, he's still out there.
The killer wore a mask.
He's just like...
He's died, like, 8 times.
Who, Mike Myers?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, then he gets... Well,
what's your favorite...
of all those killers?
Mike Myers.
Oh, 4 and 5, the ones that people don't really like.
Austin Powers, 2.
Oh, yeah.
Shag makes my favorite.
Those are good ones.
Thank you.
No, yeah, I like 4 and 5. But I had a crush on Danielle Harris when I was a kid.
Yeah? I could understand that.
So that's why I liked them. But also because I thought him going after a child was scary because I was a child.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Even though you're not related.
Exactly.
That's what we're okay, now I get it.
Michael Myers haunted my dreams as a kid. He was my favorite slasher. Because he was the scariest to me. Because Jason and Michael...
He might be.
And Jason and Freddy Krueger mm-hmm. could be kind of goofy.
They're a little... Freddy's a little...
Especially Freddy.
Hey, I'm going to get you.
Right, but like... And also Jason is just like ridiculous sometimes.
I like... Jason's my favorite.
Is he? I mean, I love the movies, but...
No, I get what you're saying is totally right, but I'm just...
But you were,
I don't know why.
But you were never like afraid of him, right?
I didn't really get into any of it until I was... I don't know. Mm. I don't want to say older, but... Teenager,
yeah, but maybe. Like Jason.
So I mean, was like already.
There was
like,
a time where I think I'm pretty sure he died, mm-hmm. and then they
brought him back in 6.
Like they put like I think that they like stab something into the ground, and then it gets struck by lightning and brings him back to life.
I think he dies in 4. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
and then in 5, it's a copycat. Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the start of 6, the guy from 5. Who was a kid in 4 or something like that?
His name was Tommy, right?
Yeah. I think it was him. Because Corey, who's the one touring with Limp Bizkit? Corey Haim? Corey Feldman?
Feldman.
I think it's him as the kid in 4.
Yeah, it is.
Because he shaves his head, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But at the start of 6, they dig him up. And then, like you said, they stab like an awkwardly big... It's not like they stab him with like a knife.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an electrical rod.
Right.
And then he gets...
And then, like, then the lightning gets him. I hadn't suspected that he might get electrocuted.
So I think 6 he comes back.
Yeah, but and then he goes... What is that, when he takes Manhattan?
No, that's 9. No, 8.
Okay, and then...
Nine, he goes to hell.
Yeah, Jason goes to hell.
And then 10, he goes to space.
Yeah. Which I loved that one as a kid.
I think that one's still fun.
Well, the thing is,
haven't we talked about this?
We have. Off the microphone. But
yes.
I think the reason that I liked Michael Myers best is because I was, like, Jason and Freddy, I feel like you're rooting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Myers, I never wanted him to kill any of those people because I felt like they were pretty innocent for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
And so because
that's a good point.
He was killing people, like, I didn't want Michael Myers to kill them, so he was scary to me. Where Jason, I'm like, get him, Jason, I want to see how he's
going. What are you going to do next?
Put him in a fucking sleeping bag and smash him into a tree.
How are you going to get Kevin Bacon?
Right.
And, well, I guess he didn't kill Kevin Bacon. Spoiler alert.
That's very true.
I'm ruining these movies for everybody.
Yeah, I was about to say, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, his mom.
The only one I don't remember is the remake. I remember seeing it, but I don't remember.
I think
remember
they had,
caring.
Like, an interesting idea, though, where there was, like, these tunnels underground, and that's how he was able to get places really quick.
I don't... Yes. But I don't need it to make sense.
Mm-mm, yeah.
I don't... That's fine. Michael Myers is, like, a demon.
Yeah.
Once you start getting, like, deeper into it.
Yeah, he's the Shape.
Yeah. That's fine.
Which is a crazy... cool name for a murderer, the Shape.
Just make, scary.
Makes him sound otherworldly. Yeah.
I know. I don't know.
What's your favorite shape?
Sphere.
That makes sense, because sometimes you're getting out of the circle.
You're with me.
Mm-hmm.
The squared circle.
So wait, okay. So then Becky Lynch and
Charlotte aren't friends anymore.
Right on.
Back to the show.
Because she held her tights.
Becky held the tights just as a little like, haha, gotcha, buddy.
Yeah.
And Charlotte did not laugh.
She was like, you son of a bitch.
She kicked her really hard in the back, I think.
Wow, man. She can't take a joke.
I didn't really watch the recap part.
So Becky beat Charlotte when, what, Charlotte's the Divas champion?
I'm guessing, but I think it was just, like I said, they were saying it like, this was just a friendly competition.
Okay, so then she was like, you pinned me.
That's how they were pushing it.
And I'm mad about this now.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was like if you're playing video games with your competitive friend, and you're just playing Mario Party, and then you happen to get, like, the two bonus stars at the end, so it makes you win, and then they get pissed.
Yeah.
Charlotte is probably playing as Daisy and is pissed.
And then
Charlotte would be Prince Peach.
But then at the end, Charlotte gets, like, a star for losing the most games.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but it's still not enough stars to beat Becky,
like,
who I imagine would be Yoshi.
That's fair.
I would think, right?
Yeah, I would think Becky would be Yoshi. And then, or Mario, because he's red.
Well, I was thinking the hair thing.
And Charlotte, I think, would be Waluigi.
I'm Waluigi. She can't be.
You're just like Charlotte. A lot of people say, a lot of the comments on the YouTube are, when did Charlotte Flair join the show?
But that guy plays as Waluigi. I like them. It's different.
My brother plays as him, too.
You don't have to worry about anybody else picking your guy.
That's
when
fair.
When you're Waluigi. That's why I never play games with your brother. All right. So what happens next? I'll tell you what happens next. A special Royal Rumble special, Miz TV.
Okay, so I'm assuming that means Royal Rumble is the pay-per-view being built towards.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is beginning of January.
That's right, yeah.
And I think, was it this past Royal Rumble or the next Royal Rumble? Is like the first one to not happen in January? Because it's like the first week in February or something.
Okay.
But they do them on Saturdays now, so it really doesn't matter. But I think they try to not go against football, NFL.
Makes sense.
So normally it would be that off week between the last week of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, but whatever. But yeah, so they're building towards Royal Rumble. Miz comes out, and he talks about how this Royal Rumble is for the WWE Championship. Because I think I wrote it down. I'll get to the recap later.
Okay.
They ran a recap for a little bit. Anyway, this Royal Rumble's winner gets the WWE Championship. He's interrupted by the New Day, who I think are bad guys at the time.
Okay.
But
so when they were like more preachers.
They had the unicorn horns on. Hmm. Xavier Woods had his trombone. So I'm like, oh, good guys. But then like the crowd didn't seem into it all night. But then they showed a couple people clapping. But I'll tell you why I think they're bad
the
guys
WWE
later.
Champion at the time? Oh, okay.
Roman Reigns was the champion.
Roman Reigns is the WWE champion? Wow.
So Miz is just talking about Royal Rumble's coming up, and I don't even know if he said he's going to be in it, but like the Royal Rumble's coming up, it's for the WWE championship, it's a really big deal, everybody. He gets interrupted by the New Day. The New Day's mad at Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Because they knew about January 6th.
That's why.
Yeah.
Well, this was January 7th.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. This is the next day.
Yeah.
All right.
This was the next day.
Yeah.
4 years
that
beforehand.
That makes sense.
So, they interrupt. They're mad at Chris Jericho for, I don't know, something.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
His light-up jacket or something?
Yeah, they were like that.
They brought up the light-up jacket, and you would know, Xavier Woods brought up, he goes, he stole that idea from me. If you don't believe me, go back and watch me in NXT.
Really?
I don't know if you knew.
No.
I don't remember.
Hmm. I feel like Jericho was doing a light-up jacket for a very long time.
He was. Well, because wasn't that part of his story with Dean Ambrose? Didn't he break or rip apart the jacket?
So, yeah.
Was it Dean?
Which is kind of like what he has going on now with Orange Cassidy.
But it's an orange. Well, it was a $7,000 jacket?
Yeah.
$5,000?
Now it's orange because of orange juice.
The Mimosa Death Match.
Mm-hmm.
Not what it was called. Mayhem?
Yeah, that's right. Mayhem.
It was just the anniversary of that.
Yeah.
And I thought,
Yeah.
I get it.
I didn't like the match then, and I don't really care.
It was a good. I liked the. Because he was doing a little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy, fresh
yeah,
and squeezed. Like,
true.
It made sense.
Yeah.
And then, like, it happening, it was like, I don't know. Whoa, is he
right.
falling?
The last thing I want to see is Chris Jericho soaked in anything.
Not mimosas? I don't think it was really mimosas.
No, but even if it's just orange water, I'd like to see him dry.
You like mimosas?
Yeah, they're all right. It's a breakfast drink.
Yeah. Aren't they all? Thanks. So what I say. They're mad at Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
They get interrupted by Dolph Ziggler. He gets interrupted by Goldust. Then Neville comes out and cuts a really awkward promo. Like, his I forgot as, like, as Pac, I like it. He comes out, he seems like a badass. If it's the pre-tapes, if it's in the ring, whatever. Yeah, it works. As Neville, it was like, oh, just can you finish your sentence so we can get to the next guy interrupting
just do a,
you?
Just do a shooting star and shut up.
They're interrupted by R-Truth, who came out to answer Alberto Del Rio's U.S. Championship Open Challenge.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He was even goofy like this then?
Oh, he's been goofy for a long time. He's great. You know when that started? I don't know if you were watching.
With Little Jimmy?
Even, I guess that might have been the start of it. Little Jimmy was a bad guy, though.
Was he?
I think, if
I'm
remembering
it. I don't recall.
R-Truth was a bad guy. He was fighting John Cena for the belt and smoking cigarettes insides and stuff.
I remember John Morrison saying, you're the only athlete that I know that still smokes.
And he, I think he was talking like, oh, Little Jimmy loves John Cena. Get out of here, Little Jimmy. Like that kind of shit. And then it turned into a life of its own and it was like fun Little Jimmy.
Yeah. So but Little Jimmy is the start of this.
I guess. Well, I don't know if it was the goofy stuff.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that, but I thought the one time they were in, what's the two cities in Wisconsin?
Milwaukee.
And Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think they were in Milwaukee. It was one or the other, but let's just say they were in Milwaukee. And
What's
up, Green Bay?
I forgot
And then from
that.
Then on, they
made
him like the stupid
Wasn't that an accident?
Total accident.
Yeah.
I think it was a total accident. They travel so much, I get
it.
So I think it was an accident, and then they're like, let's just run with this, and he has sprinted miles with it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, and I love it.
And he loves it, too, and that's all that matters.
But yeah, so he came out to answer the open challenge, and the Miz goes, what are you, an idiot? There's no open challenge. And he goes, oh, what are you guys doing here? I'm like, we're talking about the Royal Rumble. And like, he's just being like a dick to him.
Did the crowd like this?
Oh, they loved it. Yeah, they were laughing. Okay. They were into it. And the Miz is being mean to R-Truth, and he goes, oh, all right. Well, how about I do this? And he hits him in the head with the microphone, which causes everybody to fight. And all the good guys knock all the bad guys out of the ring. And the New Day was part of that, so that's why I assume they're bad guys now. And it went to commercial. But it didn't, because I have Peacock Plus. Comes right back.
Wow.
8-man tag match. Ziggler, Neville, Goldust, R-Truth versus Miz in the New Day. It was what you would expect, I guess.
Okay.
The New Day, they fight for a little bit. New Day ends up on the outside. Neville does, you know how like easy he makes the flips and jumps and whatever look.
Yeah.
Hit something to take the three of them out. So then you have, who is it? Ziggler, Goldust, R-Truth in the ring with The Miz. They knock him around a little bit, and I don't remember. Whoever is the legal man pins him. And the good guys win.
Okay.
And then right after, Dolph Ziggler, I think he maybe super kicks R-Truth and then throws Goldust over the top rope because he's saying, hey, it's Royal Rumble season, boys.
Wow.
Don't trust anybody.
So wait, real quick question.
Yeah.
Teddy Long was the GM still?
He wasn't there if he was.
Okay.
So I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Why?
I was just curious.
Because he made a tag match player?
Yes.
That's a fair question. Yeah. I don't think he was around still.
Okay.
He would definitely, I don't remember seeing him. I don't remember if they had any authority figure. The McMahons were still running around a lot.
Right on.
Which I'm about to tell you about in a minute.
Oh.
So what happened after that? They do that. JoJo interviews Charlotte and Ric Flair in the back, and they're mean.
I was about to say, isn't JoJo's last name Rowley? But I was thinking
that's Mojo.
Yeah,
I don't know. JoJo Rowley.
Yeah,
she gets hyped and stays hype.
But I'm happy about that. To be honest, she's the sister of Mojo Rowley.
I didn't know that until now.
Yeah, that's why they're
Mojo JoJo.
They're twins, exactly.
I get it. It's just right before the, I don't know. Nothing special. They say Becky Lynch was a leech off of Charlotte and her success.
Who says this?
Charlotte.
Oh.
And Rick.
Oh, her dad.
Because this is one of those Cody and Brandi Rhodes situations, I think, because she's still just Charlotte. So it's Charlotte and Ric Flair.
Yeah, but so what's the point? It's not like they can't call her that.
I don't know. Well, I feel like it was to distance her from him, but then they would always put them together.
I don't understand why they always wanted to do that kind of thing. Like, remember fucking Mr. Perfect's son, Joe Hennig, I think is his name.
Yeah. And so he was Joe Hennig, and then he was Michael McGillicuddy.
Which is such a terrible name.
Then he was Curtis Axel, which that one, I guess, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but it still doesn't sound good. It sounds like a fake name. Like, if you, I don't understand, because it's not like they were like, sure, his name isn't like Mr. Perfect's last name for him, but they tell you all the time.
This is Mr. Perfect Son, yeah. Second generation.
And so it's like, so he just has a stupid name then. Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess the Curtis Axel thing, I'll get like, at least you're trying something, because Kurt for Curtis, mm-hmm. and then Axel because his grandpa was Larry the Axe. Like, yeah. I get it, you're doing something, but yeah, just go with the name.
Right.
If you don't want it to be his real name, then switch the first name.
Mm-hmm.
Call him Axel. There you go. Axel Henning. Mm-hmm. Hennig.
Right. Well, it's kind of like Braun Breaker. It's not like they hide the fact that he's Scott Steiner.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Nephew and Rick Steiner's son, right? His Rick Steiner's
son. Rick Steiner's son, yeah. So I don't understand.
Because like, isn't his name Rex?
I think it's Rex Steiner.
That's such a fucking cool name.
Rex Steiner. Spell it like Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Rex. There you go. You own it now. Happy? Right. But they're not even that big on that anymore, like owning the name. So, like, I don't know.
It's
too late now, though, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate the name Braun Breaker, but I always think of Braun Strowman.
There's two Brauns.
And they're spelled different.
Yeah, that's the other weird, because one's Braun.
Like, yeah, one's
Braun.
Like LeBron without the Le.
Mmm. And then Braun is like brawny.
The
and then towel. Bronson Reed.
Yeah. They should form a faction.
Braun. All brain, all brawn. No brain, all brawn.
Yeah, or it could be Braun, and Bronson.
Do they say Braun, and Bronson, and they make the noise, or is the noise the name?
The noise happens after the names.
Okay.
Like, I'd add an Eddie.
It sounds like, all right, now I'm in. It sounds like lawyers.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Did you get hit?
Yeah.
Were you hurt at work?
Right.
Call Braun, and Bronson.
That could be two. That would be cool if they did a lawyer gimmick.
The three of them as lawyers?
Like, it could be like the right to censor, but except instead of coming out and censoring things, they come out during conflict.
Oh, hey, did you just get hit with a steel chair? Here's my card.
Yeah.
Talk to me if you have any underlying conditions.
Yeah.
From it.
And then they come. And then they come out and they attack. They, you know, they don't. They settle.
It's like
things.
The APA.
Yeah.
But lawyers.
Yeah.
They're not going to protect you beforehand, but they'll fight for you.
They'll
after.
Avenge you.
So they're good guys.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay.
Braun.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
Call Hunter. I call him Hunter. We're on a first name basis, and let him know that
you know what was weird on SmackDown, the second first SmackDown. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Newest first SmackDown. When he came out and they introduced him, they said, Paul. And I don't think this is the first time, but
yeah.
It still catches me. And they're like, Paul, Triple H, Levesque. And I'm like, don't do that.
I've seen it on his lower third, but
yeah.
I've never heard them say it.
And even at the end of... let's get through this
okay,
one,
okay.
Then we can talk about... Because I keep thinking of things that happened on that one.
Right on.
All right, Charlotte comes out. They have their Divas title match. It was a steampunk Becky Lynch still.
Oh, my
not
God.
Not the man.
Right, right.
Like that. I thought it was a good match. I mean, Charlotte and Becky, they're not going to have bad matches. It was fine.
Good.
It was good.
How long was it? Yeah. Was it like, I mean, you don't have to tell me the exact
too
length.
Too long.
Really?
No, it was fine.
It was good. Because a lot of the times I feel like they'd give women
12.
Really like 3 minutes.
I'm going to say 10 to 12 minutes.
Okay. That's not so bad for a...
I'd have to look it up, but I don't know.
SmackDown match?
I could totally be wrong, too. But it was fine back and forth. I thought it felt like they were pretty even. And then Rick and Charlotte, they cheated to win.
Wow.
To make sure she kept the belt.
They cheat to win.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with them after.
I bet.
Already knowing what happened. I can't remember what they did. Oh, Becky had her in a submission. Rick put Charlotte's flair?
Where did he put her flair?
You don't want to know where he put Charlotte's flair. He put Charlotte's foot on the rope, and Becky didn't see it, and so Charlotte tapped, but her foot was on the rope.
Oh.
So Becky thought she won. The ref
gotcha.
Says, no.
Typical flares.
I don't remember what happened. If Charlotte hit her with something and rolled her up or whatever, but rolled her up and then put her feet on the second rope. So the ropes had a lot to do with
the
ending there.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So double cheating.
Right.
But it was good. It's Becky and Charlotte. You know what you're getting. I like both of them. After that, Renee Young. You know Renee Young?
Yeah, I know her. I know her as Renee
Paquette.
Moxley.
Oh.
No, Paquette.
Good.
Well, I also knew her as Renee Young.
Is it good? Isn't his real last
his
name
is good, yes. John Good.
So is she Renee Good?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Renee Good. Huh. Yeah. Pun intended.
She interviews Kevin Owens, and he... I timed this, actually, because he goes, all right. And she had a watch on. He pulls up her watch and goes, you have 1 minute, go. And she goes to put her arm down and he pulls it back up so he can watch the minute.
Yeah.
And she asks, he's fighting Dean Ambrose for the IC title in the main event.
How cool.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And she's married to him now.
Yeah.
There's all these people marrying each other.
Right. How weird.
What a weird world.
Interesting first SmackDown. I wonder who on the new first SmackDown is going to be married in 8 years.
Jacob Fatu.
And?
Tiffany Stratton.
Ooh.
Or she's with the other guy. She's with the...
For now.
Imperium. Things can change.
Yeah.
So he says she has a minute. She says, what about tonight? He calls Ambrose a cockroach and says he kills cockroaches. I mean, that's not what he says, but you don't need to know what he said. But so he told her he had a minute. He told Renee she had a minute. And he goes, all right, there's your minute. And I timed it from when he went, because he made a little hand gesture to start it, and a little hand gesture ended it. 53.18 seconds.
Okay.
So I gave him credit. Okay. That's pretty good. You cheated her out of 6-plus seconds, but that's okay.
But he's a heel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was mean. You could tell.
Yeah. And no nice guy gives an interviewer that.
No. Hey, how much time do you want? I can answer all your questions.
Calls her future husband a cockroach and says he kills cockroaches.
Yeah, he's a cockroach.
What a prick.
Yeah, he really was. So that was cool.
That sounds cool.
It was whatever.
Okay.
So then they do a recap of Raw. It was Roman Reigns, WWE Champion, versus Sheamus, I think for the belt, but I don't know, and Vince McMahon was the special guest referee. And he does the normal slow count for Roman, fast count for Sheamus, counts to two and then pretends there's something in his eye and walks away, all those kind of things. So after so long, Roman Reigns apparently got fed up and knocked him out.
Okay. Then another with the Superman punch?
Yes.
I call it the orange punch.
Well, that's the real move. I think another ref came out. I don't know, whatever. Roman Reigns ends up winning after beating up Vince McMahon or something. Oh, and then Stephanie came out, and he threw Vince McMahon into the ropes, and it made Stephanie fall or something. Whatever. So Vince McMahon was pissed off, and that's what led to the Royal Rumble. That's when he announced the Royal Rumble would be for the WWE Championship, because he's had enough of Roman Reigns' antics.
Okay.
And I think their plan there was...
to make
everybody loved it to make him a when Stone face. Cold beat me up. So let's have Roman Reigns beat me up. Right. And I don't think it worked.
No, because people liked Stone Cold before he was beating
Vince. Yeah, and it just worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was perfect timing on both ends.
It's not that people are like, oh, man, I'm sick of the Stone Cold guy. It's like, get over it. You don't have hair. And then he was like beating up Vince McMahon, and they were like, well, now I like you.
Yeah, so whatever. But so that's what led to what I was saying before about the Royal Rumble being for the title.
See, I hate when the Royal Rumble is for the WWE title.
Yeah? What is it, twice?
I think so. With Ric Flair
won it. Yeah. But that's supposed to be like the greatest Royal Rumble of all time.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think
that's fine.
They all are terrible.
You don't like Royal Rumbles?
No.
I love them.
I love the idea of them, but they're never as exciting as I want them to be.
Well, there's always your lulls.
You know what? I think a good one is the one Rey Mysterio won.
When he was number two?
Yeah, because I always thought like he deserves to have as much credit as like Shawn Michaels.
So that was like 2005 maybe?
Something like that. Yeah, no, I think it was 2006 because it was after Eddie died. Okay. But don't you think, like, being number two and winning the Royal Rumble is literally exactly the same?
It's just as I've had this conversation with my father and other people.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same accomplishment.
Right, the bell
because
rings.
One and two, it's ding, ding, ding.
Right, they don't do it 2 minutes and then the second guy comes out.
Yeah,
but they never make it seem like Rey Mysterio did something super. Like, why even just put him as number one then if you're not going to use that as a thing?
Put him as 15.
Yeah.
Who cares then?
Right.
I guess you get a better entrance normally if you're one and two. Did he come out in the low rider? I'm sure.
Yeah, I think.
I don't remember.
I don't know about Royal Rumble, but in WrestleMania, yeah.
I was saying for Royal Rumble. Yeah, whatever.
But
two's as good as one.
The Daniel Bryan not being in the Royal Rumble one the year of WrestleMania 30 was a pretty bad Royal Rumble.
That's 14, I think, 2014.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that's one of my favorite matches. I think that's the Royal Rumble he fights Bray Wyatt. It might be the opening match.
It is, yeah.
That's one of my favorite matches ever.
It's a good match.
But, yeah, I'm not putting him in there. It wasn't that year, then? Wasn't there a year
Isn't it kind of funny because then...
Was that the year they had him? Or no, because Batista won.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in it and then got knocked out?
Daniel Bryan?
Maybe it was the next year.
He wasn't in it.
There was a year that he was in it. It must have been next year.
It must have been. Because everybody thought, okay, here comes number 30. It's got to be Daniel Bryan. And then it was Rey Mysterio.
And everybody was mad.
And then they booed poor little Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
He did nothing wrong.
The problem, and I can agree with what you're saying, how it like lets you down, is number 30 needs to be No, you're never going to be happy with who number 30 is.
The one time when John Cena made his return.
That was cool.
That was a good one, too.
Number 30 needs to be something.
Just a lot of
normally.
Yeah.
You need your surprise. I don't know. I'm totally fine with it being like, I'm not somebody that's like, oh, you're taking a spot away from somebody who deserves it. Like, I want somebody that's going to come back just for the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
No, me too. I mean, I remember, like, I don't know, Drew Carey.
Yeah, I don't get mad about that.
I don't think as a kid I was like, this is shitty, man.
Or like this past year, Pat McAfee was in it. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing people like, oh, why is Pat McAfee's not going to win? Why he's in it? Well, yeah. Neither is, like, Otis isn't going to win.
29
the Royal Rumble.
Of those people aren't going to win.
Yeah. The majority, like, when you really look at it, and we'll do it, obviously, in a couple months, but when you look at who's going to win the Royal Rumble this year, if you have three, that's a lot of people.
Right.
Like, that could considerably win. And I think they had, like, three this year. I guess the two belts kind of helps, because you usually can make a story for one or the other, but, like...
And, I mean, I think this year they also had, you know, you were thinking it's going to be Cody, but it could be CM Punk. Or Drew
Cody,
McIntyre.
I mean, that's the thing, because you can get to
or
the...
Or Seth Rollins.
You can get to, that's what I'm saying. This was a good year for, like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins was the champ, though.
Oh, was he?
I think he was the world
heavyweight champ. You're right, so he wasn't in the Royal Rumble.
That's what I'm saying, but that's why it could have been CM Punk or Drew.
That's right.
Or Cody going the other way. Whatever, Royal Rumble's cool.
Royal Rumble is cool. I'm sorry about my insults towards your favorite.
Now you've thought about it. And you've seen the error.
I mean, I do personally think that the Casino Gauntlet is better, and it's not just because it's AEW. I just think I like the random intervals.
I'm fine with that.
I think they should just alter Royal Rumble. Because, like, we all know that they fabe the...
You want the men and women's at the same time.
Yeah.
60 people.
But have two rings, and the women have their own Royal Rumble still, and the men have their own Royal Rumble still, but they're happening at the same time. Kill two birds with one stone.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They might do that. They do the shorter PLEs.
But what if this, say, you know, there's Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair are the two women left over here. And then over here are Drew McIntyre and CM Punk are the two men left over.
They're
going to
say Drew Carey.
And Drew McIntyre and Drew Carey over here.
Okay.
And then Drew McIntyre carries Drew Carey and tosses him over the rope. Then the ring with the women explodes.
So you have to win
you have to win faster than the other team. Or instead of exploding, like they just don't. You can't
like
win the Rumble.
AEW explosion, or like a Japan explosion.
Yeah, like a FMW explosion.
What's that?
FMW, I think, is the
they blow up Terry Funk.
Sons
of bitches.
It's they have a whole episode of Dark Side of the Ring about FMW.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. I'm behind a couple seasons on that.
What is it called? What does it stand for? I don't know.
Wrestling. I bet the W is wrestling.
That's very intuitive. And the F stands for...
Fucking more wrestling.
Oh, that makes sense. Fun men wrestling.
I'm in.
Yeah.
But no, if that's what it stood for, I'd watch it.
Nah, I have to Google it.
FMW?
Yeah.
Full
metal wrestling.
You think so?
No.
Forever... wrestling.
Frontier martial arts wrestling.
Of course. Martial arts is two words.
I know, but they hyphenated it, so they count that as one.
They hyphenated martial...
And arts? Yeah.
That's not normally a hyphenated word, is it?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't want to say yes or no, because I don't actually
know. No, I don't know either.
But, this is Royal Rumble...
So what kind of explosion
was for the WWF title. Oh, this one, they get an FMW.
Then I'm in.
Okay.
Blow those broads up.
Yeah, or the broads could blow the boys up.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Boys rule.
We'll get them. Get them next year, CM Punk.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt.
Yeah, well, what if it came down to CM Punk and some person over here, and then AJ Lee and some person over there, and then CM Punk could throw the guy out, and then he goes, I don't want to.
And then she takes advantage and throws out. Who does she throw out?
Nia Jax.
Fair.
And then the crowd goes wild as CM Punk's body parts are exploded into the
Is that
audience.
Kind of explosion?
He's going to die.
This is a wild match.
Yeah.
I don't like the Royal Rumble
Book
anymore.
Book of Triple H. I don't like the Royal
Paul.
Rumble.
That's what he wants to be called.
You're right. Paul Triple H Levesque.
Papa H.
Wouldn't his name then be Paul Hunter Hearst Helmsley Levesque?
I guess. So I was going to bring it up later, but I never understood when they switched it to... Like, his name is the word triple and then H. It was just H-H-H.
Right. I don't know when that
happened
either.
It's weird to me.
We should figure that out and do a thing about it.
why write triple?
Yeah.
You know, like triple A.
Right.
It's just AAA.
There's a movie called Triple X, and it's spelled XXX.
Vin Diesel?
It's not called...
With Vin Diesel?
I'm trying to pronounce XXX.
I thought X was a Z. Xylophone.
No, that's only sometimes.
Yeah.
Six. That's not a Z. That's a KS.
That's how you say it?
That's how you say it, triple X. I feel like it sounds like the Ghostface Killer slit my throat.
Kinda.
Thank you.
What do you wear? Ghostface? We didn't even talk about him.
No, we didn't.
You're talking about the rapper?
Yeah,
from the Wu-Tang Clan. Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, he's nothing to fuck with.
No, none of them are.
So what were we talking about? Oh, SmackDown.
SmackDown.
I don't even remember where we were at. Oh, Renee interviews Dean Ambrose.
Oh.
He's taken everything that...
Are they dating yet at this point?
I don't remember. I'm going to say probably.
I hope she didn't fall in love with him because of his beautiful hair.
She's still with him. They have a kid True. And stuff now.
But maybe it's just because she's comfortable.
She kept his hair. He cut his hair off and they kept it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, as long as you have this baggie of your hair, I'm staying.
No, yeah.
He says he's taken everything Kevin Owens has to dish out. And then I'm really pissed off because I thought a lot more was going to happen and then I wasted that whole page.
Oh, that was the main event.
That was the main event.
So the promo was right before the main event.
Yeah. I want to say commercial than that. I don't remember, though. Okay. But this was for the IC Intercontinental, WWE Intercontinental IC Championship.
Ooh. And the IC, of course, stands for Insane Clown.
Yes. And the Insane Clown Championship, ICC. Right on. It's exactly what you'd expect. They're both good. It really... For a WWE match, it wasn't anything, like, extremely violent, but it seemed like I could tell they didn't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled out all their normal moves. It was a good back and forth, and then it ended in a double count out because they hate each other so much.
Okay.
And they just fought through the crowd. And I believe that's how the show ended.
I don't like that. It's the first time. Like, I feel like you want to have a great main event, and they go, double count out.
For the first... show for the first SmackDown on USA.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible.
How many cups of coffee would you give it?
Out of five?
Yeah.
I'll say 2.5.
2.5 cups.
We do halves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do 2.5.
It's basically 2 cups of coffee in an espresso. A shot of espresso.
Yeah, I'll give it 2-1.
Okay.
Because it wasn't like terrible. The Becky and Charlotte match I liked. This match I liked. I liked both of them.
You liked the wrestling.
The wrestling part was good, but it just was like the first match, it was like, I don't know. And it's hard to get back in the mind frame of watching it in 2016.
Yeah.
But watching it now, it's like, all right, well, it's Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose. Like, that's been a pretty good constant since they were on the independents and stuff.
Right,
I know what I'm getting with them. Becky and Charlotte, same thing. But yeah, I mean, I know we just went over it, but like the Miz TV thing was like, okay, fine. Like, I get it. It's your Royal Rumble. They always like doing those.
Yeah.
So that, whatever. The John Cena promo was weird, and then Alberto Del Rio and Kalisto, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was just... I think they did a lot better job the second.
Okay,
first.
I was just about to ask how it compares to the second.
I think the second first. I'm just going to throw... They did a... I can't remember what they did at the beginning, if they really did like any sort of recap. Or not recap, but like a...
The second?
For this original one we just talked about.
Oh, okay.
But I thought they did something like a little nostalgic look at SmackDown at the beginning, or like the video.
Of the original first...
On the original SmackDown. One, they didn't. On this one, I thought they did.
Okay.
But either way, Triple H came out. So that's what I was going to bring up, that it says Paul Triple H.
Levesque. Yeah.
And I'm just going to bring it up now because I'll forget by the time we get to the end. At the end of the show, it said executive producers. And it said Paul Levesque and somebody else.
Hmm.
And I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And I did just see something...
Wait, where did it say that? Like, was there
credits? On, like, the bottom of the screen. I thought there was going to be credits, but that was it. It was just, like, on the bottom third type of thing.
Yeah. Well, did it have a graphic, or was it just words on the screen?
Just words.
Interesting.
If I remember the right way, it was just words.
Hmm.
I just saw something about how on, like, their scripts, or whatever you want to call them in the back, the run sheets, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually, normally when, you know, it'd say Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa, the agents, Arn Anderson, or whatever. I guess it says that normally. And normally on promos, it just says, like, CM Punk promo.
Yeah.
Or I guess this was on Raw. But still, same kind of idea. Where now it says, like, who the writer was. or like who was in charge of the segment.
Huh.
So I'm like, maybe they're just doing it differently since it's TKO and they're doing
that
stuff different now, I guess, whatever. But seeing executive producer at the end, like, I don't want to say it took me out of it.
Yeah, you're like, what,
like,
is
nothing super negative. Yeah, but no, that's Dick Wolf.
I was going to say, what if it said that at the end? Would you be like, what?
That'd be, if it goes black and it's executive producer Dick Wolf?
Yeah.
I'd be confused because normally I see that when I start Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, it hasn't been Law and Order for a while.
Would it pop you?
Oh, big pop.
A big pop. All right, so what's run down this SmackDown?
So you ready for this? This was the opening match. Okay. So this, I think, like what you were saying, like, oh, it's your first one on the new network, you want to whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess they piggybacked off this moving because it was also the season premiere.
Okay.
Which I don't understand how those work.
Yeah, I didn't even see the season finale, so I don't know if...
Oh, so you didn't see the cliffhangers?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be lost. If you don't know who these guys are, let me know, and I'll give you the backstory. Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa for the Undisputed title in a steel cage match.
This is the first match?
Opening match. Triple H comes out, welcome to SmackDown, are you ready? Whatever. First match of the fucking night.
Holy shit. What was the main event?
Doesn't matter.
We'll get to that when we get to that.
Doesn't matter.
That's crazy. That's a crazy first match. All right, Triple H, you're already doing
better.
That's what
I'm saying, so that's better.
Yeah.
So our... we're already at two cups in an espresso.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah.
It was a good match. What you'd expect. Cody won. It was violent to a point, as much as their cage matches are. They had a cage match. It was sweet. Cody bled a little bit.
Did he?
I think from a headbutt. Like a flying... He was... what's it when you're upside down? Tree of Woe?
Yeah.
Position?
He got him in the Tree of Woe and headbutted him in the head?
Like a running headbutt.
In the head?
Running and, yeah.
That's a cool move.
It's not bad. It's a Samoan thing. Because the Samoans have thick heads. I feel like that's like a gimmick they've run for years.
And thumbs.
I guess so.
If they wrap them in tape, yeah.
But it was a good match. Cody gets the pin, stays champion, and then the Bloodline shows up. And it was kind of a cool visual. Because the Tamatanga, Tongaloa, Jacob Fatu each get a side of the cage and then climb in.
That's cool.
Instead of like coming in the door or something like that. Yeah. And they like...
That's interesting.
I feel like they're into their character.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up later. I want to see this because it sounds interesting.
It was cool. So they come in to beat up Cody, but then Roman Reigns' music comes on and Roman Reigns comes out to save Cody.
Does he have the same music?
Slightly different.
What's different about it?
They made it dumber.
Really?
I think the beginning's a little...
Did they do
the
that?
The intro's a little...
What's the dude that makes the WWE music?
Def Rebel.
Did he, like, add
they didn't renew.
My name's Roman Reigns, and then it comes on.
Oh, I'm the tribal chief.
Yeah. I'm the OTC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
Oh, you're down with OTC?
Yeah.
So he came out, made the save. I think maybe they shook hands. Or they just stood... I think they just had a little stare-off.
Okay.
But, like, a friendly, like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
So I guess Roman really didn't come to save him as much as he came to dish out that bloodline...
Punishment.
Yeah, that was a good word. But so it was cool. Good match. It's not like the greatest cage match
ever, but
it was a good cage
match. Interesting way to start it off, though. For sure.
I thought so, too. I knew it was happening. You'd assume main event. You'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Then
I mean, these two guys just main evented SummerSlam in a not cage match.
Yeah. So I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Make it seem like it's a big deal.
Right.
So then, Meechan. You know Meechan? What was her name? Keith Lee's wife. Mia Yim.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she called Meechan for real?
Meechan. M-I-C-H-I-N.
Okay. Interesting.
She fought Piper Niven.
Okay. Pepper Parks.
Not this week. That's on the second episode.
Oh.
No, just kidding.
No, but how was that?
Nothing.
No.
It was nothing. She's got I think they're trying to do something with her, and I think it could work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just she's done nothing for so long. We just got
It's going to take a minute. Yeah.
But she seemed, I don't know, what I've seen is good. I think her thing is she'll beat you up with a kendo stick.
Okay. Well, it's okay.
So she ended up beating her, but it was a quick deal. So.
Right on.
Whatever. There was one awkward part where she was... I think something happened with, a garbage can last week where, they put a garbage can on her head or something. I don't remember. And I feel like she was looking for a garbage can because Chelsea Green was ringside with Piper. And she couldn't find it. Because then it just turned to her awkwardly looking, leaving, coming back and looking again. And then she grabbed a kendo stick, which was easily visible the whole time.
Yeah.
So I think it was just like she called an audible.
Okay, makes sense.
But whatever, it worked. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
I'm rooting for her.
For Meechan. Okay, not Piper Niven.
Piper, I don't know. She's all right.
Okay.
She's fine for her role, like with Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green's probably the best out of all three.
Yeah,
she knows her character. She knows what she's doing. She's funny.
Good.
And she can wrestle.
Good.
You like her?
Yeah, I like her.
You know her?
Yeah. I mean, not personally.
Well, you're familiar with her career.
Yeah. And isn't she married or dating? What are they married?
She's married to...
Matt R. Cardona.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Deathmatch King.
He's the king of the indies.
Yeah.
Deathmatch King.
Indie God.
GCW Commissioner?
Yeah.
Is that what the title is?
I think he made a GM, probably. You know,
GM sounds pretty good.
And because he likes to do that anti-WWE stuff by being WWE.
He knows exactly what he's doing. That, you want to talk about knowing your character?
Yeah.
All over it.
Mm-hmm.
He was not on this SmackDown.
Yeah,
he was not on either first SmackDown.
I saw that RVD was in the crowd.
RVD, they had a lot of people in the crowd. RVD, Booker T, and Charmel.
Charmel, that's interesting.
Isn't that his wife's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope Kurt Angle wasn't around.
Don't get him started.
Uh-huh.
Who else was there? Gunther and his boy toy. What's his name? Ludwig?
Yeah, yeah.
Kaiser, Ludwig Kaiser, is that what it is?
Sounds right.
Teddy Long was there.
Really?
Actually.
He was at this one, huh?
Not as GM.
No, yeah, that would be
weird. But no, he was there.
In the crowd?
In the crowd. Probably Sheamus was there, probably three or four I'm forgetting about, but it was cool. They made it seem like a big deal. Yeah,
Sheamus was in the crowd?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because he's a Raw superstar.
Still on the active roster of wrestling.
But I said Gunther, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
So I think they had the Raw guys were there, and it made it seem like...
Yeah, like they wanted to see it.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
So...
That's cool.
They did a good job of making it seem like a big deal.
Yeah. Did they have a different entrance stage or anything like that?
I don't think it was. I think it was the same deal.
Okay. I didn't know.
I guess I didn't pay close enough attention, but I guess if it was, I feel
like
I noticed.
You would have been like, whoa, they brought the fist back.
That's what everybody wanted. They're like, where's the fist?
Yeah, everybody always does.
I don't want the fist.
You know, I just liked
it. Let it go.
I think I just liked it in the perfect games because you could jump off of it with Jeff Hardy.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's great. It might be the best set ever.
Punching through a mirror or something.
Just let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
We gotta let it go, guys.
I even liked the original one with the big ovals.
That Rhino speared Chris Jericho too. You ever see that? I don't remember who he was doing an interview with, but he goes, nobody's ever kicked out of the Gore. And they're like, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, if they kicked out, it was a spear. And I'm like, that's cool. That's a good line.
Yeah.
He seems cool.
Yeah, I've always heard good things about him from, like, Greg and stuff.
He's supposed to be, like, super smart, too. I feel like you think Rhino's big, just, like, a little dumb guy.
Yeah.
Runs into shit. No. Yeah.
Right, no. He's always pumping his head.
No.
Yeah.
Those are spears.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought, I heard him say that once. And even when he said, like, nobody's kicked out of the Gore, I'm like, Rhino's an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Is he okay?
And then he was like, he jokes on you. Out.
Yeah. So, you want to know what happens next?
You bet.
A-Town Down Under. You know who that is?
Yeah, it's, I don't remember who the Down Under guy is. But
Grayson Waller.
Oh, Grayson Waller, yeah, yeah. And then the A-Town guy is Austin Theory.
It is.
Yeah.
They're fighting Kevin Owens and a mystery partner because he couldn't find...
Oh, I saw this, actually. So
his mystery partner is Ricky.
Yeah, and then it was Randy Orton, right?
And then right when the match is about to start, like a, what do you call it, like a PA runs over and goes, hey, he's here. And Kevin goes, oh, he's here? And he goes, sorry, Ricky. And he stuns Ricky.
Does he stun Ricky? I didn't see that part. That's funny.
And then Randy Orton comes out.
Poor Ricky.
And I think it was perfect for what it was. It wasn't like a classic.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to
be. It made the people happy.
Yeah.
It was a fun little thing. Randy Orton and Kevin Owens won. They did something where, did they stun an RKO at the same time or something like that?
How? Oh, you only have one head.
Different people.
Oh, okay.
Good. That's a fair question, though. That'd be cool if they could figure out a way to do it together. No, I'm trying to think about it.
I mean, I guess...
Like Omos.
Yeah, like he could have, you know, Kevin Owens could be
stunnering him with his right arm, and then Randy Orton could be RKOing him with his left arm.
Save that for WrestleMania.
But then how would you land?
Awkwardly.
You would just explode. What about...
Oh, Vicky Guerrero was there.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. So, I saw, like, do you ever listen to RVD's podcast?
No.
I'm a huge mark for RVD.
He's cool.
I think, he seems like a good person, too.
He seems just, he's RVD 420, man.
Exactly.
That's his whole deal.
Yeah, and, but he was saying that, you know, the atmosphere of being at WWE was just so different.
This time?
Yeah.
That's all everybody says.
Yeah, and that seems like a great thing to hear. Because that's, again, that's why I stopped watching it.
He was there forever,
yeah.
too. So, like, he's been through different regimes.
Right.
I mean, I know Vince McMahon was always number one, but, like, different power structures, we'll say.
Yeah. And also, there was a time period where RVD felt that Triple H was purposely stunting his career. So, for him to feel that way when Triple H is the one in charge, I think that means more Punk.
Bret Hart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Coming back.
All three of these guys.
Well, Punk's another one, yeah.
Especially Punk and Bret Hart more than RVD.
Bret Hart just said Triple H was an idiot like a month ago.
I know. I mean, I love it when he talks shit about Triple H because it's so funny to me. Because the original WrestleTalk interview where he says the 4 to 10 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like the interview seems like it's over and he's like, you know, Triple H has never had a good match.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Like unprovoked.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I've never seen him do anything that I haven't seen before.
Did you see when Gunther and Bret Hart had their interaction?
I didn't see it, but I heard all about it.
Okay.
Bret
Hart's Gunther's second favorite wrestler ever.
Besides behind Goldberg.
Yeah. It's stupid shit, but it's
funny.
I
like it, yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
Right.
It's perfect.
I mean, because, you know, normally the WWE would use Shawn Michaels as the thing to insult Bret Hart with.
Yeah, but they know
it's
out there enough.
Because I had a buddy that was going to Ring of Honor wrestling school, like, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And Bret Hart was there for like a seminar. And he was like, yeah, I just kept walking past Bret Hart and telling him and going, Shawn Michaels is better, under my breath. And I'm like, why are you being a piece of shit?
Oh, you got him good.
Yeah, he's going to be like, that stupid.
You know what? I really thought I was the best.
Yeah.
But now this guy told me Shawn Michaels is better.
Yeah, there's David guys.
Three or four times.
Yeah. Freaking prick.
Yeah, whatever.
So anyhow,
SmackDown.
What happened after this?
Nia Jax.
Well, real quick question though. So when they showed all these people in the crowd, you know, RVD and all these blokes.
Yeah.
Did they show them all in like the same time, or did they show it throughout the night, being like, "By the way, guess who else is in the crowd?"
I want to say three at a time.
It's the Booker Man.
Three at a time, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, like here's RVD.
Yeah.
Here's Vicky Guerrero. Here's Imperium.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm sure they like moved him in and out or whatever.
But when I asked the question, I thought it would be better to do one at a time. But three at a time actually does seem cooler
because they split it up.
It adds an energy to it, I think.
Yeah. Who are they going to show next?
Yeah. Like, oh,
where's Drew Carey?
Right over there. Oh, who? Right. That's the real
question. Drew Carey was not there.
Yeah. I mean, he is a Hall of Famer.
Price is Right, I assume.
He's a WWE Hall of Famer.
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
What happened next? Nia Jax came out and says, I don't even remember. She doesn't know who she's fighting at the pay-per-view? Sorry, PLE?
And it's Bad Blood?
Yes. And then Bayley came out and tried to, like, talk shit between Nia Jax and Tiffany because they have their allegiance. Then Tiffany came out. I got to say, have you seen her Money in the Bank?
Tiffany Stratton?
Yeah. With the purse on it? Like, it's got, like, is it a handle?
I'm going to Google it.
The way we were talking about knowing your character, that Money in the Bank looks perfect, and I hope she holds it as long as possible because it's a pink Money in the Bank with a purse strap. So she walks out with it like a purse.
That's cool.
I love it.
Money in the Bank. Let's see.
So I'll just tell you real quick. Then Naomi came out, and they are going to have a tag team match next week.
I like it. I don't really know what her character is, to be honest with you.
She's like a brat.
Okay.
Spoiled. She kind of makes me think of like Clueless. Like the movie Clueless.
Okay.
Paul Rudd's character.
She's Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Wow, sort of like how Orange Cassidy is Paul Rudd's character in Wet Hot American Summer.
Paul Rudd's the most, if you pay attention, creamers.
Creamers.
Paul Rudd is the most copied actor for wrestling.
Yeah.
Like in wrestling, everything. They copy him from Clueless. They copy him from, what'd you say?
Wet Hot American Summer.
Wet Hot American Summer. They copy him from Ant-Man.
Oh, who did that?
Who did the Ant-Man?
Yeah.
When they would bring in the little people. Well, oh, I'm going to beat up Bret Hart tonight. And then it'd be like,
and then later they transform into Bret Hart.
And then the real Bret Hart
shows. And then they turn into a giant Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss. See, this is what I miss when I stopped watching WWE.
Yeah, you missed that part.
Dang, man.
Only a couple weeks. It fell flat. I'm trying to think.
Of other Paul Rudd
characters? Or when they did when they would have like in Mexico, like the mini versions of all the wrestlers.
Yeah.
That's what they, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like that was inspired by Ant-Man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Also, they have, Paul Rudd was in Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
So they've, anytime when Kane's gone after anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, he went after his family first.
Yeah.
Because it was inspired by Paul Rudd's character.
That makes Halloween sense. 6. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd is a WWE, he should be a WWE.
Timeless. His character in This Is 40.
Uh-huh.
Is somebody copies probably?
Yeah, yeah. When they go to do mushrooms with Seth Rogen.
That's I Love You, Man.
No, Seth Rogen's not in that movie,
isn't it?
No.
What's I Love You, Man?
I Love You, Man is Paul Rudd and Jason Segel.
We've talked about him. Off air.
He's a wrestling fan.
Segel. He's a Muppets fan.
Is he?
Big into Muppets. You remember Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Yeah. He had the whole Muppet
Dracula
thing. Sense. This is what a Muppet looks like if you take the Muppet off of it.
Yeah. For the viewer, or for the listeners, he's doing a Muppet. So.
Kermit the Frog.
They know
there.
Oh.
Whoa. I thought Jordan Peterson was in the
No, that was Kermit the Frog.
Oh, okay.
Which one's.
What more Paul Rudd?
I thought when they did the. That's Knocked Up. That's when they do the mushrooms. And go see Cirque du Soleil?
It is? Yeah, you're right. Seth Rogen isn't in.
Never seen This Is 40.
Okay.
But Paul Rudd's in it.
Yeah. And he's playing the same character.
AJ Styles. He's 40. I imagine.
He's got to be.
So, yeah, he's doing his character. The character from Knocked Up is...
Well, the character from Knocked Up and the character from This Is 40 is the same character. It's like a sort
sequel?
Of, yeah, kind of.
Or a spinoff?
Yeah.
It's AJ Styles then.
Okay.
Because he's, you've seen Knocked Up.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how he's kind of just like, I want to
yeah.
spread my wings and fly.
Yeah.
That's what
he wants AJ, to be celibate.
That was AJ getting out of TNA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what his whole Bullet Club run was based off Knocked Up.
That makes sense.
And then
sense.
The WWE run was This Is 40.
That's pretty cool. And then that's, because then This Is 40 is when Paul Rudd becomes a flat earther.
Is AJ?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. There's no reason to like him, except for his good wrestling.
AJ Styles?
Yeah. As a person, though, I mean...
He has his good theme songs.
Well, is his new theme song good?
I don't think I like the new one.
Yeah.
Because they changed it again. Def Rebel.
And it goes...
Did I already say that? They didn't renew the contract?
AJ Styles.
Or that's the rumor?
Yeah. No, I saw that.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Is that what they... I don't remember.
Probably. What if he goes, it's me, it's AJ Styles.
Then I'm in, because that's a good theme song.
Yeah, and then it's just a generic version of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah. What are we waiting for? Come on, Def Rebel.
I mean, think about it. They both do this.
Oh.
AJ Styles is a mixture of Paul Rudd
I saw,
and DDP.
A clip of, I mean, it was nothing crazy, but just DDP doing one of his...
one of his dumb yoga bullshits.
No, I haven't watched that. Like shaking somebody's hand. And then pulling them back in for a diamond cutter.
Oh, okay.
Diamond cutter is just as cool as the RKO. And I'm not going to argue or say which one's better because I don't know. But diamond cutter's sweet.
Mm-hmm. What about the Bubba cutter?
No. That is not on the list.
What about the Osprey cutter?
Mm. Any other one I kind of, I don't know.
Well, it has like, it benefits from different. Being a springboard move.
Are you talking about the Cody cutter?
No.
Who else? Fenix does a cutter.
Yeah.
Regularly.
He does a somersault and then does it.
Too much.
Yeah.
As much as I like Pentagon and Phoenix, too much.
Yeah. I always think, because even like
because he does the somersault and then he has to do a rotation.
Right. The fucking...
Half rotation.
The, like this, the Rolling Thunder is an odd move too. Like, it's like, what is the somersault...
Momentum. No.
In what way? I mean, that's what he says. But in what way?
Because
you still have to leap up.
I don't
think
it's more. I don't
think
it's the damage. I think it's to make the jump, the flip easier.
I think it's just to make it look.
Because he rolls. Does he? I have to watch him do it because I don't think he rolls, stops, flips. He rolls and, like, leaps.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to say there's a reason.
Because he does kind of jump, and then he kind of does, like, how Jeff Hardy does a Swanton Bomb, where he doesn't flip until right at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with my momentum.
Okay. Okay.
Is that momentum if it's for the leap? Friction. There you go.
It's both.
Yeah.
Water. That's why it's such a hot move.
Water pressure.
Yeah. All right, so then what happened after this?
I don't remember. What are we talking about? Oh, SmackDown.
No, but what's mad? I'm trying to remember what exactly
we were talking about. We just finished the girls thing. It doesn't
matter. The gals. Oh, wait. Tiffany Stratton and her cool Money in the Bank.
So the Money in the Bank suite, they're going to have a tag match next week.
Okay,
Naomi Bailey versus Jax.
When is Bad Blood?
I don't know. A couple weeks, probably.
Okay.
October.
That makes sense, I guess.
Maybe November.
I missed that pay-per-view, Bad Blood.
I'm glad they brought it back. It's a Hell in a Cell. That's the way it's supposed to be.
So do they not do Hell in a Cell, the pay-per-view anymore?
I don't believe so, because it would be around now. And they're having a Hell in a Cell.
Between Drew McIntyre.
Not just to have a Hell in a Cell.
Right. It's because it's a blood feud.
Hey, this is the third match. They split it. They've been fighting almost a full year now. They've been feuding with one another.
Mm-hmm. Does the winner have to kiss a bracelet after it's been in their opponent's trunks for the entire match?
They already did that.
That was the stipulation of the last match.
The winner, yeah. So where are we at? Oh, Andrade versus Carmelo Hayes.
Is Andrade still the speed champion?
Yes.
Does he wear the belt out on SmackDown? That's so weird.
They referenced it, though, and that's the only reason I know he's the speed champion. So this is their fifth match, and they're tied 2-2.
Sorry, it's Andrade versus whom?
Carmelo Hayes.
Okay, I've heard of that guy.
He's good. He's figuring it out, I think. I didn't really see him a lot in NXT, but this was a good thing for him to do, I think, with Andrade. This, I guess it was like a best of five.
Okay. That's cool. It's like the Chris Benoit Booker T thing, but except that was a best of seven, yeah. I think.
Exactly. Who else did one? Cesaro and Sheamus did one.
Did they? That's cool.
You know how you know who won?
No.
It fucking tied.
Oh, is that why they became a tag team?
It was the winner of the best of seven would get a title shot, and then they tied.
Oh, shit.
I think Mick Foley was involved. Maybe it was GM or the referee or something.
And he was like, now you guys get to be the 24/7 champion.
And that, I wish. At that time, I can remember watching it. I would watch it with my dad probably every week. And I remember when they announced the best of seven. It was when they were really into the 50-50 booking of things.
Yeah.
And we said, I bet this ends in a tie.
Called it.
And we were right.
Wow.
So we won season tickets.
The Daddy family got it right.
Yeah, Daddy.
Wow. That was pretty cool.
So whatever. Hayes attacked Andrade before the bell. They went back and forth. There was a scary, what's it called? Like a Spanish fly off of the barricade where they might have both landed right on their heads. And it looked like it could have been bad, but they ended up being all right, as far as I know. It was awesome. They've had five awesome matches. So, good job. So, if they had a one-star match every time, it'd be five stars.
Yeah, yeah. So, wait, who... So, this was the final match then of that?
I didn't know. I thought it was going to be seven. They might have said something, though. But Andrade ends up winning. And then LA Knight came out and said, like, all right, you want to go? Let's go. So, this was them both wanting to go with LA Knight because he's the U.S. champion.
Well, last time, there was a first USA Network SmackDown. Yeah. The U.S. champion didn't want to defend.
Yeah, this one
is like,
you need to earn it, but I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he says.
I'll fight anybody, you just got to figure it out. I guess Del Rio said that too. LA Knight would fight John Cena though, I believe.
Yeah.
So let's see. So whatever. Good match. The series is good. If you get a chance, go watch the clips or something, whatever.
Okie dokie.
This is who was in the crowd this round, or the next two rounds that they showed the audience. Booker T, told you, Charmel, Sheamus, Michael Hayes.
Oh.
Because they must have ran out of people, and they said, get out there.
Yeah, P.S. Michael Hayes.
Teddy Long with Ron Simmons together, which I'm like, that was nice. William Regal. Heard of him?
William Regal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool. The former boss of the Blackpool Comedy
Club. Yes. Bobby Roode, who's another one where they're probably like, get out there.
Is he still wrestle?
No, I think he produces.
Okay, that's cool then.
No, good for him. He seems... Yeah. He came out and did the...
That's cool.
And who else? Oh, and Damian Priest.
Interesting. He's still the world champion, right? Who the hell's the world champion? Oh, Gunther, duh.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot.
Don't worry.
I saw the match.
You can say duh if you want, but I knew Damian Priest wasn't the champion, but I could not remember who won for a second. And Gunther looks great as champion.
Yeah.
And I hope he's champion for...
a year.
I'm fine with that.
10 years.
I hope they go back to Germany and lose us.
Oh, you want him to lose to Germany?
To Kaiser Sose. What's his buddy's name?
I'll keep Kaiser Permanente.
Yeah.
I think it's...
I just said it like 20 minutes ago. Yeah, thank you.
Ludwig.
So, your main event segment.
Oh, yeah, it's a
segment.
You
heard me. Segment.
Okay.
And there was a couple things earlier in the show that were leading up to it, but after the Cody Solo match and the Roman coming and Roman Reigns and the Bloodline and all that, Solo went to Nick Aldis and said, me and Jacob Fatu want to fight Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes at Bad Blood. And they drew up a contract, and the Bloodline signed it off screen. And a little while later, I think Cody comes up to Aldis. He goes, "Listen, man, I'm done with the Bloodline. I said it. Like, I'm done after this, after that match. I'm done. I'm not signing that." And then Aldis comes to the ring later. Roman comes out, and I don't even really remember what he said. But OTC is only Tribal Chief.
Really?
Well, I think he said original and only Tribal Chief. So it could be whatever you want.
Oh, it's like FTR.
Yeah, pretty much the same deal.
Or NWO. That can stand for whatever you want.
Do you think the NWO is the most copied shirt ever in wrestling?
Yeah.
Or Bullet Club?
I don't know.
Stone Cold?
All three. Tied.
Exactly. They've literally sold the exact same amount, or copied.
the
same amount of people have copied it.
Yeah, and it was all the same guy.
Yeah, which is strange.
Chase Owens.
Wait, yeah. Can you believe it?
What a freak. Actually, he's in the Bullet Club, Legend. So he's allowed. Yeah.
But he made his own.
Yeah.
Who was it? Wasn't Tama Tonga selling bootleg Bullet Club shirts when it first started?
Was he?
I think he got in trouble for selling bootleg Bullet Club shirts outside the arena or something.
That's awesome, though.
I could be wrong. Or that could just be like a joke that I believe.
I'm
a stupid mark.
I could see him making that joke, but I could also see it being true, so who knows? So this whole segment was...
Roman was out, then Cody came out. Solo and Jacob came out, but then Tama and Tonga came out from behind and attacked them, I think. Not Solo, and you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad guys beat up the good guys.
So they beat up Roman Reigns?
Well, no, Cody and Roman got the upper hand and took the
Tongans out. Okay.
Then Reigns signed the contract, and then he was kind of like, and then Cody signed it.
So it's going to be Cody and Roman Reigns
versus Jacob Fatu and Solo Sikoa.
Okay, that's cool.
So, I mean, that's a good match.
Yeah.
I don't mind, like, I don't know, if it helps the story go on, then I don't mind if it's Cody to, or we could have Cody have a championship match that Kevin Owens wasn't going to beat him.
Yeah.
In Berlin.
No, I see what you're saying, because at the pay-per-view, he's not defending the title.
It was fine and it worked.
Yeah, but
it's fine.
But you know he's not going to lose the title match. But this match, at least there's interesting stakes. I mean, if Roman Reigns and Cody lose, that's crazy.
But then it's also... All right, so let's see. Bad Blood is in October. Actually, I was going to ask you about this. You can cut this out if you don't like it.
Okay.
But there's no pay-per-view in September. PLE, whatever, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No pay-per-view in September. Bad Blood is in October. Crown Jewel and Survivor Series are in November. Nothing in December. And nothing in January, because the Royal Rumble will be at the beginning of February. Technically, you could say the Netflix thing is going to probably be pay-per-view worthy.
Yeah.
But, so, September, October, November, December, January, February. 6 months, 4 pay-per-views.
Hmm.
And they're shorter pay-per-views and stuff.
Yeah,
but I like it because they feel like better pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Than a forced, like we brought up, like a forced Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a men's Hell in a Cell and a women's Hell in a Cell. Like it doesn't...
No, yeah, and it's like, okay.
The first match shouldn't be...
Right.
Or
the TLC pay-per-view. Do they still do that?
No.
Good.
Because that was normally December.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So I like it. So it's funny, but what I thought was ironic, or whatever you want to call it, is so WWE is the one... on Peacock. So people are going to pay for Peacock and watch them whenever they have. And they have NXT specials. I don't know if any are in that time frame. But they're cutting back on how many they're doing.
Because
it used to be one a month at least.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes more.
And then, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, at
and
least,
then,
yeah.
And then AEW is just adding them. Mm-hmm. And it's $50 a pop.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, you make money. If people are buying it, do it. I'm not telling, I'm not saying one way is right or wrong, but hopefully they sign some sort of deal.
I think because, I hope that they signed, the, you know, whatever this deal is, I hope that it includes the pay-per-views to be on Max because.
Did we talk about that on here?
We didn't.
Okay.
But I want it to happen because I want the pay-per-views to be shorter. And I think that would help. So, because I feel like Tony Khan's, you know, mindset about it is that it's $50, and
we
so
need people to yeah,
it has to be worth the $50,
which I appreciate
sure.
and agree with. Yeah. And their pay-per-views are awesome.
They always are, but they are also long.
It's too much.
Yeah, I would never be bummed out if there was like All Out was only 8 matches.
That's fine.
It was great.
And that's even right. a lot.
Yeah.
I think, because, and that's the thing, they try to, at least for AEW, like, every match gets a lot of time, mm-hmm. which I'm sure the people in the match appreciate, mm-hmm. but I never see, and I don't read a ton of rumors or stuff after the fact or whatever, but, like, I never hear them, like, yeah, so-and-so's match, they went short. It's always long. So
well,
it's
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, some of the matches go short because of another match.
Because
long.
They have yeah. to, but that's the time allotted yeah. to them, and they're fought. Like, yeah. nobody's ever, like... I've never, not to say it's never happened, but it seems like it's never, yeah, we thought it was the right time to end the match was now. Yeah. Like they all, their matches are long, and it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I've got to see some sweet 60-minute draws or 30-minute draws or 59 minutes and 57-second wins
yeah.
or whatever. You know, like, that's yeah. cool. I'm not against it, but I don't know. Like, we talked about it, but Jungle Boy and Darby in that casket match was supposed to be cut for time, and I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell there should have been a little bit yeah, more for Darby, probably.
I didn't expect it to be over when it was.
And that's okay,
because
though.
Of it. Yeah. I mean, I wish that the Jericho match was the one that was shortened, though.
You could have cut it. Well, and that's my point. You didn't need that match.
No. Nobody was going to... Nobody could have a shit about
it. I got a bone to pick with you, Hot Joe.
What's up?
You said the FTW belt was
I know.
Done.
I know, but that's what Taz said with 1Z. And that Z was orange.
Orange, you're glad I didn't say banana. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I know. I lied, I guess.
No, I didn't think you... I didn't mean it like you
No,
lied,
no, no,
that's
no,
what
no,
that is
no. What that's what you mean.
Well, it was... I was strongly implying it.
Damn it, Sammy Daddy. Calling me out on my own show.
I can't help it. Well, I'm not... You obviously... I don't think you made it up. Was it when Taz called you?
I was trying to start rumors, okay?
The FTW belt is being retired after Hook loses it to
Roddy Strong.
Is that who he's fighting?
Yeah. At Grand Slam or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's not a pay-per-view, right?
Mm-mm.
Is Grand Slam in Australia? What's in Australia?
I can't remember if it's Grand Slam or something else that I'm talking about.
A regular show, though?
It's the Asher... What is it? Arthur Ashe show. Grand Slam,
is that
right?
Grand Slam? Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
That's an
Australia. Oh, you know what? Because the other one is Grand Slam Australia, I think. They're both called
You
got
to let us know.
And they're like a week apart or something like that.
So what time is that on? That's not a pay-per-view.
No, it's a
That's
Dynamite.
A regular Dynamite.
Yeah.
But it's not live.
No, it's live.
So what time is it live at?
No, this isn't in Australia. This is at Arthur Ashe.
Which one's in Australia?
It's called Grand Slam Australia.
When is that?
I think it's like a week later.
And what time will that be on television?
That I do not know.
That's what I... Okay.
That I'm not sure.
I'm getting them confused.
Yeah, yeah. No, they made it very confusing.
First one is the normal New York...
Yeah. And that one has Moxley versus Darby. I predicted that...
Did they talk?
Yeah. And that, I mean, I was right.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, I was right.
I must have missed it.
Moxley wanted Darby Allin to give him his title shot.
You did call that one perfectly.
And he said, nah, duh. He was like, fuck you, man. I ain't doing that.
I got my pink coat on.
Yeah, he was wearing it. And then...
Is that part of the gimmick now, the pink coat?
I think. And then Moxley was like, we beat up Bryan Danielson so badly that he can't defend the title against you at that show, so how about you put the title on the line, or your title match on the line against me? And he said, okay. Then Nigel McGuinness comes out mm-hmm. later and says that...
This was Dynamite?
Yeah. If Bryan Danielson can compete... At that show, he's facing him, and here's the contract for it. So
that's cool.
So we're going to have Nigel McGuinness versus Bryan Danielson.
How does that even work?
No, that doesn't make any sense, but everybody could... It's clearly like some kind of a pivot.
Yeah.
But the fact that we get these two matches, it doesn't make very much sense, but whatever. I'm not that upset about it.
We'll forget about it in 2 weeks.
And then we get Bryan Danielson.
When is this?
This is in...
I know you said Grand Slam.
It's the end of September.
Time-wise, okay.
So I want to say September 29, but I don't really know if that's accurate. Let's Google it.
Did you notice I brought a blue pen for my notes today?
For SmackDown?
SmackDown.
That's very cool. I did not notice that.
Yeah, me neither until
Attaboy.
Right now.
Attaboy.
Thanks.
All right, it is September 25th. So.
All right. The Grand Slam won.
Yeah.
The first Grand Slam of 2024, the year of our Lord.
That's right.
The second Grand Slam in 2024, the year of our Lord, is the week after.
In
or
Aussie.
Shortly after.
Yeah, in Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. Now, speaking of
Tony Storm comes back?
I don't remember if What's-Her-Face is defending her title.
We can cover this down the line, but Tony Storm's got to come back down under.
Oh, and yeah, that would be sick. That would be
just a return. She doesn't have to wrestle.
She's been there to promote it, so she's got to be on the show.
Just stay there.
Otherwise, she's a jerk.
Is she Australian?
Yeah.
Not New Zealand-ish?
No, she's not a Kiwi, they call them.
It sounds offensive.
And it does, but it's named after a bird, not the fruit. So it's okay. Anyway.
What's the bird named after? The fruit.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
or maybe it's named after the people.
What came first?
Which came first?
The bird?
Or the fruit?
The fruit?
Or the people?
Or the people?
No one knows. Probably not the people. The
fair.
So, speaking of 2024, the year of our Lord.
Mm-hmm. What is our match count for 2024?
What is it? Why don't you tell me?
Do you have yours out?
No, I don't know where I put it.
I'll go first.
Did I? Here, hold on. Just go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. My match count for 2024, the year of our Lord, is 535 matches.
Okay.
Sorry. Are you ready?
Sorry about that, Creamers. I was looking for it.
You find it?
Yeah. It was over there.
Okay.
On the thing. I've watched for this year, 2024, year of our Lord. Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
536 matches this year.
What?
536 matches this year.
You have?
Yeah, how many you watch? I was looking around, so I didn't hear what you were saying, because I was looking around. I didn't even have... You could see I didn't even have my headphones on.
I did notice that you didn't have your headphones
on. You can't hear.
I saw that you didn't have your headphones on.
Yeah. The Creamer saw it, too.
Mine was 537.
Really? You watch one more match than me?
No, I can't lie. I cannot tell a lie.
And nor can I.
It was 535. But what? Yours was really 536?
You had 535, I had 536.
I had 535, and you had 536.
That's crazy. Again. Because last week I had a different number.
No, every time it's going to be different, unless you don't watch any matches.
Yeah. And so did you. And both our numbers are different, our matches. I'm looking. Yeah, 530 last week.
And you watched six matches since then.
That's what I said, right? 536?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, 536.
One thing I find odd about that is, mm-hmm. is that you watched the two SmackDowns,
mm-hmm.
and that has to be more than six matches.
Nope.
Or you didn't count the first SmackDown because it's from 10 years ago,
two,
8 years three, ago, four. And so it's rewatching. Okay, that does make
sense. Yeah, I
don't
want to cheat.
Dang it.
I don't want to
you know what's crazy is I started watching a match earlier today. It mm-hmm. was Funaki, not the one we know, but a different Funaki.
Oh, then who cares?
In like a shoot match.
SmackDown
against,
number one announcer?
Not SmackDown
That's appropriate.
Number one announcer. That would have been
for
appropriate.
For our SmackDown special.
No, it was, who was it? Joseph. I mean, it was just Goober's
You name. Didn't watch it, though? You were going to watch it, and then you got distracted cooking?
No, I wasn't cooking. I was
laundry.
Working. So it was Masakatsu Funaki versus Tatsuo Nakano from July 24th, 1989,
That's
UWF.
Funny.
And it was, yeah, it's a shoot match.
When I was driving
shoot
over
style
here,
match.
When I was driving over here, I watched Funaki versus Night Saiso.
No.
Yeah. So we would have been tied if I wasn't watching wrestling while I was driving over.
Right on, man. Well, I didn't watch the match. If I would have watched it, we would have been
We would have watched, not only would we have been tied, we would have been tied with the same match.
That's nuts.
Because I just went on New Japan, NJPW World.
Yeah, and you found this match that I...
NJPWW, I call it.
Huh. Because, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and then I just was like, oh, let me...
Yeah.
And I was driving, so I didn't want to, like, pick, so I went, click, 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 and I closed my eyes and turned away. And then I went, oh, okay, I guess I'll watch Funaki versus Nagasaki versus shoot match. 1989.
Yeah, that's the
that's
one.
That's the year of my born.
That's the year of your born.
Mm-hmm.
And the year of our Lord.
Oh, you're telling me.
1989. Yeah, you're telling me. All right.
Taylor
man.
Swift. I like the Taylor Swift album, 1989, too.
Well, that's I didn't even know there was one.
And yeah, that's the name of it.
Do you like the Taylor Swift song, Bad Blood?
Oh, it's on that album.
Is it really?
Baby,
all things come full
yeah.
circle.
Who's the rapper?
There's a rapper on there?
Yeah, there's a one with a rapper.
Oh, okay.
I think there's one without and there's one with him.
I have no clue. I've only heard it in like shows and movies.
It was about her beef with Katy Perry.
Was it?
Yeah, allegedly.
They should have settled in the ring. And then I could have watched it, and I could have had 536 matches as well.
No, I'd be at 537 if Katie Perry
and Taylor Swift fought,
because I love both of them.
Well, Creamers, that's all the time we've got for tonight. Don't you forget to come back next week. What else?
You should like us, love us, care for us, subscribe to us, comment. If I can be serious, just comment whatever you want. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want us to cover, because we're really open to cover anything wrestling-related. And make sure to share.
Like Sonny and Cher.
I love them, too.
We love you, Creamers.
And we wish you
the best.
SmackDown moving. Nobody is more excited than me. Come on. USA Network? A network named after the United States of America? America? America?